spy, I'm told. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland, but he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
News of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service and all telephone numbers will be changed. Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. That tone indicates everything is ready for your call. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. For example, suppose you want to dial 23650. Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal. Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
Yeah. day has a cloudy sky, and all your troubles just won't you fly. Stick your head in a garbage can and... black out all your doggone troubles away.
WMFO and MF 91.5 are on the World Wide Web. It's WMFO.org. You're listening to Chris here on Strike the Box, Tufts University Radio. We just finished up with some Marvelettes with Beechwood 45789. And I'm old enough to remember when telephone numbers would start with a word. Like my first telephone number years ago was Jamaica 42622. I'm not going to tell you what my present number is, but I do believe it would start with Prospect. Because years ago, the first two letters would always be a word. Jamaica Plain would always be Jamaica, which was 5-4. Either had 5-4-2. No, 5-2. Yeah, 5-2. Jamaica was 5-2, not 5-4. So it'd be 5-2-2, 5-2-1, or 5-2-4 were the Jamaica Plain numbers that you would dial. Prefixes? I forget what it was. Anyways, today's show is sort of about the phone. You know, that thing that... people don't have in their houses anymore, because everybody now has a cell phone. I think it's more cell phones than landlines out there. We started things off, I think, way back, I think, with the B-52s, with 6060842 off of the self-titled B-52s album. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Little Latin Loopy Lou, played live in Foxborough, I want to say about 3 or 4 years ago. I was at the concert. It's only the second time that Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band played that song. First time was in the 70s, back in Boston. Dennis wanted to hear something else by Springsteen, but I couldn't find it, unfortunately. Hoodoo Gurus with Mars Needs Guitars off the Mars Needs Guitars album, which I meant to play something else and just didn't count the number right, I guess. Oops. I guess that's what you could say. Oops, I kind of ran out of music here. Yeah, let's try this. There we go. There we go. Pink Slip Daddy with their version of Bristol Stomp off of Viva Fabian and More EP 2016 from Mary Moods Records. The Bush from 1966, To Die Alone, off the compilation Where the Action Is, Los Angeles Nuggets 63-68. Nancy Sinatra, The Last of the Secret Agent Men. And I think I said we finished up with some Marvelettes with Beechwood 45789. We have just about, just under 50 minutes to go here. I have no idea what I'm going to do for redo this week, so it's going to be on the fly, I think. God only knows what I could find. You can also send me a message via the Strike the Box Radio Show page or group on Facebook. There is a page and a group, so just check them out. I know, enough of me, let's get back to the music. Hopefully I have something queued up here, hopefully. Ah, yes, I do. Another song that features a telephone reference.
deeds and the dunder cheap. Dirty deeds and the dunder cheap.
Concrete shoes.
Lights you bring all the world, you're on the moon. vanishing. Candio, I need you so.
And now it's time for this week's redo, or as they say in Thai. What? It's just redo, four letters. How many letters do you have? Right, okay, alright. Where I take two songs, could be original covers, similar, something like that, or, you know, redo. If you've listened to redo, you know the drill by now, so let's start this week's redo.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Liverpool, The Searchers, so let's bring them on.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they'd go away. But still they needles and pins are because of all
This week's redo, Needles and Pins, originally done by The Searchers from 1964, and followed up by The Ramones, 1990-something? Hey, I told you I did it on the flight this week. We started things out with some AC/DC with Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, from 1976, Pete Wingfield by request, 18 with a bullet, The Cars Candy O from 1979, and as I said, our redo this week was Needles and Pins. Searchers off of the Sullivan years. That's why you got to hear Ed Sullivan in the beginning there. And then followed up by the Ramones. We got about half an hour to go, so let's get to some King Khan and the Shrines coming up next.
Out. situation to get in touch with my Marie, the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
As the new school year begins, the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome all new and returning Tufts students back to campus and the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. We also want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time by circulating a notice with your name, the party's location, date, and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered is the single best way to avoid having the police called should there be any problems. This public service announcement has been sponsored by the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, dedicated to improving communications and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Visit us on the web at westsomerville.org. That's westsomerville.org. Oops, pressed the wrong button. Try this one.
Fun, baby.
If you're a liberal defeat crat and your idea of a good time is to sit back and shoot crack cocaine into your eyeball while listening to jam band music followed by death metal, followed by hip-hop, followed by polka, followed by some ungodly classical music written by some European, y'all probably listen to WMFO in Medford because of the crack cocaine. Y'all probably enjoy it.
Freeze!
Don't forget Garage Rock Radio.
So I suggest you mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College, WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155.
Bass.
from everywhere. Say we love it, isn't that great? Cover on the sidewalks and the stands, the music's playing now. Blast down the highway doing 90, it reminds me and it makes me so proud.
You know what that music means? That means I got to collect all my CDs, my laptop, or whatever you call this thing here, and get on moving out of here. Because Haley's coming up with Almost Friday. Yes, it is Almost Friday. Used to call Thursdays First Friday, especially when you'd go out to your neighborhood establishment. And you'd say, hey, it's not Friday night yet. Well, it's First Friday, Thursday. But she's coming up next with a bunch of new trainees, so keep tuning in. Just finished up with some Flesh Tones with American Beat 84 off of the It's Super Rock Time CD. A bunch of their IRS music's on that CD. Flesh Tones still going strong since 1979. We started things off way back there, way back with King Khan and the Shrines with Luckiest Man off the Idle No More 2013. Preachers with their version of Who Do You Love? It's off the Trash Box Wild Psychotic Garage Punk compilation. Yeah, Chuck Berry, live version of Memphis. What can I tell you? Sometimes when I load something in from the studio computer, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. Raconteurs, Level off of Broken Boy Soldiers. Devo, jerking back and forth from New Transitionalists. The Birds, I Feel Like a Whole Lot Better from Mr. Tambourine Man, 1965. And we said we finished with the Flesh Tones, or I said something like that. Hey, don't forget it is the WMFO... donation time. So you got to hear Billy Bob there, who used to be a DJ here a few years ago. And he had a very interesting show. What you heard? Well, that was Billy Bob. All right, people, I got to get out of here. I'm probably not going to be here next week, unfortunately, because I got to work again. What can I tell you? But I should be here the week after. Hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you check out the Strike the Box radio show page. Hopefully I can post the archive of the show. I have no idea what they're doing with the archive these days, so we'll see. Just go to the Strike the Box radio show page on Facebook, and you can check it out that way. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a good weekend, and stay safe, everybody. Got a couple more songs to finish up here. Coming up next.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
We now return control of your television set to you until next week at this same time when the control voice will take you to...
Break the Box with Chris.
WMFO in Medford, WMFO on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Don't worry, we're coming up.
It's a great start. A really good start to my show. Really great. This is Almost Friday with Haley. As per usual, there are some problems, but this is, you know, I have trainees today. They're learning that things aren't always good. Some of the things don't make sense, and that's good. So, here's your first song. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tusky Farm Radio. My name is Haley. I'm a DJ. Here's some music.
I know there's no foam, I know labels to put on to this thing.